crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatly-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, you revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello.
Hello again. And again.
And again. And 126 times, right?
Yeah, you listeners. Actually, it's 126 episodes, but it's like 250 times. You listeners will never know how many times we, like, redo shows.
I don't think we redo them that often, actually. I mean, sometimes we record a little more material than you hear.
Than is usable.
Because we go on these crazy tangents. But you know what, Mike? That's part of the fun, right?
All right. So welcome to Pork Therapy. I'm Mike.
Yes. And I'm Stephanie.
Ta-da.
And we has a website, right?
We has can one. Has website.
Yeah, we can has podcast. Our website is porctherapy.com. That's porktherapy.com, of course. And we are the show about voluntary relationships.
Okay.
In a voluntary society. Or one that hopes to be one.
Yeah.
We hope, anyway. All right, this is getting too long for a tagline that was cute and pithy and easy to remember, so maybe we should just move on. But yeah, we do think that all human relationships should be voluntary, and you'll find out more about what that means if you listen to our podcast and go to our website, right, Mike?
Right.
Okay, cool.
And you can hear all of our podcast episodes on our website, so
yeah,
go for
indeed.
It.
And you can grab our feed.
I dare you to listen to them all.
Oh, that would be... I think we should give a reward for anyone who does that. We have to have a way of, like, making
verifying.
Sure.
There's a quiz.
Like,
there's
like
a 400-question quiz.
Yeah, there'll be an Easter egg in each show for you to find. not really. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even... Well, I have listened to every single show, but like
times.
Over the past year and a half,
yeah,
so
right.
I don't really remember many of them. But anyway, okay, so...
This show is about listener feedback.
Yeah.
And we know that these people listen to the shows because they gave us some feedback.
Yes, they fed us back. They feedbacked us. Yeah. And so, of course, you can always leave us comments on our blog, too,
yes.
If you go to our website, porktherapy.com.
Right.
But, yeah, should we just jump right into the comments? We got a couple of good...
Sure.
We did an internet-only show about advertising, and it was... I received some in-person feedback saying that people thought it was a very funny show. So if you're into that, you should go check it out. But we got a comment emailed to us about that, the whole episode and the situation surrounding it. And we wanted to share it with you guys because I thought it was kind of funny.
All right.
Okay. So should we... Last time we flipped a coin, we flipped an actual coin, which was a change. Because for 125 episodes, we have not had a real coin. We've just been faking it. And yeah, that's disingenuous, but... it's radio. You'll never know.
Fun.
Last time we actually did have a coin. So should we flip a coin again or
sure.
Should we alternate?
Just alternate.
Didn't you say we were going to alternate?
Let's just alternate.
Okay.
So I read the last one. You read this one.
Okay. So here's our comment.
This is on the advertising show?
Yes.
That's episode 120 if you want to go listen to it.
Right. Okay, so the commenter says, on advertising, I understand the need for incentive to work hard at something. So if advertising would help Pork Therapy, by all means do it. However, I feel that there's something lost when shows start advertising. Mark Edge is the perfect example. And of course, Mark is on Free Talk Live. This is one of my favorite shows. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about 6 years now, I think. And we'll definitely link to them. I'm an occasional co-host of Free Talk Live as well. But yeah, usually it's Ian and Mark. They're doing the show 6 days a week. and the commenter has something not that nice to say about Mark, but we're going to read it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, Mark's a good sport. I'm sure he'll be fine with it. Okay, so so the commenter said, whenever he's talking about his latest hair cream or fat loss program, I lose a little respect for him. Oh, I get the suspicion that he's either brainwashed himself into thinking that the products are good or that he's just acting. And of course, he always has to interject that, yes, I really do believe in this product, which makes me even more dubious. It's also awkward.
I'm not dubious at all, and I don't think he's brainwashed himself. I think he's a hardcore salesman, and he says whatever he's supposed to say to sell a product or with the agreement to sell a product, and it bugs me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe that speaks to some of the people who are thinking about advertising their products in that manner. It's like, it's got to be a challenge to find a way to advertise a product in a way that doesn't sound like advertising, you know? Because people do recognize that and they kind of resent it, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so then the commenter goes on to say, I consider Pork Therapy to be one of, if not the most principled shows out there, morally speaking.
Wow, thanks.
Wow, that's a really high compliment, and we really appreciate that, listener. I was going to say question asker, and then I said kind of quistener, and that was not that's not a word. But anyway, the point is that we appreciate that, and thank you very much. So then he goes on to say, I would hate to see money dangled in front of your faces and have you lose sight of your standards, but that's just my two cents. Not a big deal either way. And thanks for the great shows.
How ironic that he would hate to see money dangled in front of our faces, but then gives us his 2 cents.
Sorry. Well, you know, I have to say, we've gotten a bunch of donations recently, and we're definitely very appreciative of that.
Including from this feedbacker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe we could even do better with donations than we could with advertising by keeping our principles intact, right?
That would be
awesome. It would be totally awesome. And you know, there are a lot of shows out there who do operate solely on donations, and you know, they make enough to keep continuing, so I think we could...
Another English one for me, to keep continuing.
You're right, Mike.
It's totally legit. It just sounds funny
because
it's the same.
What if there are people like who are listening to our show and trying to like use it as a way to improve their English or like learn how to speak English? They're going to be stated. Anyway, commenter, thank you so much for that. And this commenter actually gave us a donation, so we want to really thank him for that as well. We certainly appreciate that.
Definitely.
So, cool. Okay, so on to the second comment, which is more like a question, right?
Which one?
This one.
Okay. This is from episode 124, which was about breaking habits.
Yeah, and it doesn't really pertain that much to this particular episode. I think the commenter was kind of just meaning to ask us a question.
And that's
so,
just when?
Yeah, and that's just where he left it. So we said, okay, we'll do a show about it.
Also, I'm not sure if English is not the native language for this person or if they're just speaking in like emailese or textese.
Emailese.
But I'm just going to kind of read how it's written and not correct grammar or anything.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about New Hampshire and how great and free the community is, and that sounds very appealing. I had thought about moving there before. And
before.
When he said, I heard you talking, it's the letter U, and before was the letter B and the number 4. I had thought about moving there before and had held it as an option. However, I sort of put it out of my mind as things in the States got bad and as I learned more and more about how bad they are going to get. For more info on this, check out Casey Research, and Stefan Molyneux also talks about this.
Yeah. So he's talking about Doug Casey, who's like I don't know what he does, but he lives all over the world and he researches kind of trends in the economy, I guess.
Okay.
And he says that, you know, the U.S. is headed for economic collapse, as a lot of people are saying. I don't necessarily doubt that.
I don't know who he is.
Hmm.
I don't know who Casey is, but yes, I think the United States economy is going to collapse relatively soon.
Sure.
Okay. So he continues. So I guess I'm sort of afraid of going to the States because of the future depression and bad economy. How do you guys think this is going to affect New Hampshire? If you guys have any opinions on this and what you guys have experienced in terms of this, I would love to know.
Mm.
Also, I just wanted to say that I love your show. It is surely one of the funnest Liberty podcasts that I've heard.
You guys
pod a very entertaining and genuine twist into this.
We pod?
Yeah, a verb.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's like a new verb.
You guys,
I guess it makes sense.
Entertaining and genuine twist into this great chats, unlike some of the more technical or abstract podcasts. And so I find it very enjoyable, and it must put a huge smile on my face every time.
He said it must a huge smile on my face. I think he means it puts a huge smile
on his face. I say it puts a huge... Maybe that was like an autocorrect spelling.
I bet. Oh, as an aside, you know what we should link to? DamnYouAutocorrect.com is the funniest blog.
Why should we link... Now we should link to it because you mentioned it.
To increase our reach. This is one of my favorite blogs. It just shows like screenshots of people's phones that their phone have autocorrected whatever they said to something ridiculous. I guarantee it'll be something funny.
Yeah,
so sorry, Mike, I interrupted.
He finishes, thanks for doing such a great job and keep it up. Take care, bye.
Yeah, we were saying before the show, I love how he essentially ended this with, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Except it's take care, bye, and I thought that was really cute.
So thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you enjoy the show.
Yeah, we're really glad you enjoy our show. And, you know, when we get comments like this, whenever we get supportive comments, I feel really happy because I know that what we're doing is meaningful to some people.
Yeah, it's
and that
at least entertaining, if not informative or educational or helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's enough to me that it's just increasing the amount of happiness, I guess, in some people's lives. That's cool. And I've learned a lot from doing this show, and I like spending time with you, Mike, and doing a show with you.
Cool.
Very fun. Okay, now that we've had that love fest.
Now let's talk about the actual comment.
Yeah, so about the states. Here's my opinion. I think that if you know certain principles, like, for instance, we know that that governments print money with impunity, and the money is not backed by anything, as we discussed in our last episode, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
When we were talking about fiat currency. Well, I mean, it's kind of a misnomer to say that the money is backed by nothing because it's pieces of paper that are backed not by value, but by force, because there are these legal tender laws and everyone has to accept them for all debts, public and private, quote unquote. And they don't have any intrinsic value, but they are supposed to represent some value that only really exists because people believe it does. And of course, when they begin to print more money. Now, I only have a very rudimentary understanding of this because economics is not really my great interest. I've just kind of learned a little bit about it mm-hmm. out of necessity and the principles of liberty that I'm interested in. And I also believe that people as individuals have almost no control over the economy. All you can really do is protect yourself in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And
the economy is what it is. It's like the free market. It just it happens.
Yeah. And, I mean, maybe there are governments and stuff that have more control over it. And certainly there are, like, you know, the Federal Reserve or whatever that has a lot of control over it.
Which is not the government.
Which is not, yeah. It's a private bank, apparently, which is very in bed with the government. So, basically what I'm saying is that, you know, we know that the U.S. is inflating their currency because they're printing all these dollars. And, of course, the new dollars go to the politically connected people first before their purchasing power gets diluted by the sheer number of dollars going up. And so that new money that's created is more potent and goes to the politically connected people like the bankers and Wall Street and all that.
Okay.
And by the time it circulates down to people who are not politically connected, it is, its purchasing power is diluted. So it goes down. And so the money keeps getting, to be worth less and less and less as time goes on. And this is generally called inflation, right?
Right.
So if we know that principle, what we can do is realize that if we want to protect our assets, and of course I'm not any kind of financial advisor or anything like that. I'm just a person who has a podcast and who isn't particularly informed about this, but this is my basic understanding. If you have stuff that's valuable, you know, things that you can use to survive and to eat and to do other things. And if you have things that might be of value to other people, maybe precious metals or who knows, maybe food stores or something practical, then you're probably going to be good in the event of some really bad currency collapse. And by the way, I think since every government out there is inflating money,
And always has.
And if you look throughout history, I mean, they even when they had like real metal coins, the emperor would like shave little pieces off of them and melt them down and dilute them with other metal that wasn't
as
valuable.
An alloy, right.
Yeah.
It's every single government that has ever existed has corrupted its money.
Yeah. And if you're interested, read What Has Government Done to Our Money by Murray Rothbard. That was where I think I learned more about the history of inflation and money than anywhere else. But anyway, so if you know these principles and you know that governments are always going to inflate their money and that eventually that will lead to currency collapses, then you're fine because what you can do is just insulate yourself from that by having some amount of liquid assets like cash or whatever, but also having things of value that you can use and trade with others that aren't necessarily paper money. right?
In the Liberty community, it's not that simple. In the Liberty community in New Hampshire, there are a number of people who trade goods and services for precious metals and for general barter. Barter's a lot harder, which is why money was invented.
Barter, and it rhymes.
Barter's harder. Right. Sounds like a TV show. So, let's see. Is he asking about that?
Finish your thought about that, Mike, because I think you're onto something which ties into his question. And you said that there are a number of people in New Hampshire in the Liberty community that trade things and barter things and will trade services and goods for precious metals.
Right.
Well, not only is this a way to kind of, I guess, fly under the radar, but also in the event of some kind of currency collapse, you want to know the people who are bartering, right? Because you want to have already established some relationships with them so that they trust you to do business. And also, if there's a network of people who all kind of believe as you do, where they understand the principles of inflation and they're kind of trying to form networks to protect themselves against that, then I think you're in a better place than maybe someone who's alone in the wilderness and has to rely completely on their own resources.
Right.
So I think it's always better to be surrounded by a community, I guess, or at least people that you could have business relationships with and trade with in the event of an emergency like that. What do you think, Mike?
I guess it's better to have help.
Yeah.
Or at least have help available.
Sure. Yeah. So my short answer to his question about whether or not he should, you know, come to New Hampshire is absolutely yes. Come to New Hampshire. And I think no matter where you are in the world, you're going to face the same problems of inflation and potential of economic collapse. And it's better to be surrounded by friends than not and to know how to protect yourself, which it sounds like you already do. So that's basically my answer.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you have anything to add?
Nah.
Nothing? Well, he says, how do you think this will affect New Hampshire? And he's talking about the bad economy or future depression.
What's your thought?
Well, I mean, I can't predict the future, but I do feel better in a place where I know people and have a lot of social relationships. Because if things really get bad, if the SHTF... or the state hits the fan, as my partner likes to say, then at least you know people and you can kind of band together and help each other out. And, I mean, even now it's not a collapse. It's not a depression yet, anyway.
Well,
it's not a good economy.
Declared a depression, but it basically has been.
Yeah. It has. I mean, things haven't been good, but there have been a lot of examples of people helping each other out in the, I guess, liberty-loving community. So... basically, it's already happening. And if you're curious, come to Porkfest. Go to porcfest.com. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can meet some of these folks who might potentially be your neighbors if you decide to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
Come if you can. But if he's talking about the states, he might not even be on the continent. It might be hard to get here. Or
yes.
Expensive, but...
That's true.
Might be worth it.
But yeah, exactly, Mike. I was going to say, if I lived on another continent or somewhere else in the world, I would at least want to visit to check out and make sure I liked New Hampshire before picking up and moving all my stuff cross continent or whatever, across world. So yeah, I think it's worth a visit. And, you know, maybe you won't be able to completely make up your mind, but at least you can get an idea and maybe you can get some other ideas about how to protect yourself where you are if you don't want to move.
Right.
So,
thank you for listening to the show and asking a question.
Thank you. And that was our commenter on the blog. I didn't catch his name. But we're anonymous anyway, so go to our website if you want to find out. I guess that does it for our listener feedback show.
All right.
Right?
I think so.
Cool. Okay, well, if you have questions or feedback... want to leave us a comment. Yeah.
Right. No, go ahead.
You can go to our website, which is porktherapy.com.
Right. So we get feedback in email and from the blog. So you can do it either way. Go to our website and leave a comment or email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yeah, it'll get to us somehow.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the third way?
Oh, well, you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. And if you ever forget that number, Miss Hannah Hoffman sings it in a very catchy way in our jingle. Which is also on our website, and you can also find that there. So, numerous fun features on our website. And I was going to mention the female list because I just love that pun. But we never really use the female
You're
list.
You're sexist. She Talk Live and female list when both of them are gender irrelevant?
Yeah, well, I mean, how would you feel if...
It's not E-M-A-L-E list.
Every other... Well, it's pronounced male. It's a male list. Every other person in the world says male list. How do you feel if you're a female? Not good. So we have
I don't
a female
know.
List.
I'm not a female.
Okay,
it's not
well,
He Talk Live.
It was He Talk Live when I had Brett Bonat on.
It was never He Talk Live. Wait, did
no, it's He Talk Live every night, and that's actually
no,
why I decided to
point.
Call it
it's...
Free Talk Live. Okay, so...
Maybe it should be called Free Woman Live.
No. This is my point. Free Talk Live used to be all men, all the time. There were no women on the show until I got on the show and I started doing the Sunday
no,
show.
They used to have a female co-host back in Florida.
They did. They had Melissa way back when, and they also had Julia, too, when she
That's
was on.
That's right.
And
so aside from those two women, it was all men all the time.
Well... Julia hadn't been on in months. Melissa was long gone in Florida.
Yes.
And for months before I came on for the first time, there were all men. And so I had started calling it Free C Live, like Free Rooster, you know. That kind of... So, and that was like my affectionate nickname for it. Wow. So then, you know, when Ian said that I could do the Sunday show, I decided I had to make a little...
pun.
A little recognition for the ladies out there. That's all.
Wow.
Just to show that we acknowledge them. And, you know, I guess I can... I guess I can totally see the point because it's like, what does it matter? Who cares if we're women
right.
or whatever?
I can see the cuteness and the catchiness of the pun.
Yeah.
But it's sexist to me by the definition of...
Sure.
It's focusing on gender where gender's irrelevant.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. It's... I mean, and I still call it She Talk Live, yeah. But I basically just like the name. And
yep.
I think some people do get curious or get interested because they're like, oh, well, Free Talk Live is usually guys, but now it's She Talk Live. What's that all about? So then they listen to the show. But I don't know. I have
so
to say...
This goes back to our last episode. What do people lie to avoid confrontation? So you're lying to get them to listen to the show. No, I'm totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Maybe playing up something that's irrelevant.
No, I'm totally kidding.
Well, it's kind of a serious thing because I'm kind of glad you brought this up because I actually have thought about it. Like one of the first She Talk Live co-hosts, Antigone, would say this all the time. Like it's collectivist to even mention that we're women because it's bringing up gender when gender is irrelevant, as you just said.
Yeah,
so maybe you guys are right. Maybe I should just say it's Free Talk Live and forget the She Talk Live.
Or come up with another catchy punny title.
Maybe that doesn't mention gender. Who knows? Mm. But Stephanie Talk Live, that's kind of pompous. I don't like that. So I don't know. And you know, the other thing is like none of the other Sunday.
Free Chick Live. No, it's the same thing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Why do women hate
I don't
chick?
Like to be called a chick because I'm not a baby hatchling rooster.
How about babe?
I
people use that term of
that's
affection.
That's a pig.
That's a very specific
why
pig.
Why do they all have
but
to do
always,
with farm animals?
Thought,
why don't you call them a goat?
No, I thought a goat. How about a kid?
Yeah. Sorry, you thought that what?
What was we talking about? Chick and then what?
Why do women always hate to be called chick?
And then what was the next one I mentioned?
Babe.
Babe, that one bugs me. A lot of people use that as a term of affection, but to me, that's like either condescending, like you're my baby or I'm caring for you, or I'm the sugar daddy or sugar mama or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't like babe.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally don't like it either.
It has nothing to do with anything. We're like on tangent on tangent on tangent.
Yeah, this is tangent on tangent for sure. Well,
did we already end the show?
Something. It's still recording, so it's not over until you press that stop button, Mike. But well, what I was going to say is that none of the other Sunday show hosts on Free Talk Live have named their shows like a different name or made a play on words or a pun or anything. Actually, this is kind of collectivist too. Before Dale started Prometheus Unchained, and of course, Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, the comic strip, Dale has a show called, and Dale and Neil have a show called Prometheus Unchained, and it's LGBT talk radio, basically about those issues from a liberty perspective. And so before they had thought of the name Prometheus Unchained, which has nothing to do with sexuality or homosexuality or anything like that,
Indirectly. At the hidden meaning.
I suppose. I mean, it's more about freedom, I guess. And their website, of course, is flamingfreedom.com, right. So that it kind of goes with the whole fire theme. But before they had thought of that name, they were talking about doing a show with the same premise that I just mentioned. And the de facto name was Gay Talk Live. So there was going to be Free Talk Live, She Talk Live, and Gay Talk Live. And then
eventually, in like 3 years, it's going to be a word, Talk Live.
Yeah.
It's just going to be added to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys go to Vote Talk Live the other day?
Oh, no. Goat Talk Live. Okay. So anyway, I guess we've been rambling long enough, so
yes.
We should probably end the show. So thanks for listening tonight.
Indeed.
Thanks for your comments. And if you want to email us, questions@porktherapy.com, go to our website, porctherapy.com. And as always, thank you so much for your ears. We do love having you as listeners.
Yep. And your donations.
And your donations, indeed. Thank you for
See
your
ya.
Wallets.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.